With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The college football season is underway. Last weekend, a few games, not a full slate, but this weekend, everybody's excited because most likely your favorite university and college is being represented on the football field. And tomorrow night, we have the Gophers hosting Ohio State, the fourth-ranked team in the country. And to break that down and talk some Gopher football with us is Daniel House. GophersGuru.com, that's the website. Check it out. He's got great information for you, everything Gopher content related with the football team, and we have him here on Late Night. First off, Daniel, your first appearance on Late Night, man. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is a throwback because I remember when I was a kid, I used to call in when you were on the Fan and talk football with you or basketball. I used to just love doing that when I was a kid, so this is pretty cool.
This is awesome, man. I love those moments because Brandon Warren, who's covered Twins baseball, currently still does. I remember many years ago, I would see him at Lifetime Fitness in Plymouth, and he says, "Hey, man, I love calling your show. I love talking to you about all things sports." And now I've got another previous caller from back in the day, so I appreciate it, man. So first off, congratulations on your success and GophersGuru.com. Let's talk some Gophers football. Before we get to specifically Ohio State and the matchup that is tomorrow night, just give me more of a broad, general sense of what you think this Gopher football team could be this year.
I'm impressed with the overall depth. This is easily the deepest roster that PJ Fleck had while he's been at Minnesota, and it reflects in the experience that they have up front on the offensive line, 154 starts coming back, Tanner Morgan leading the team at quarterback, Mo Ibrahim the sixth most efficient running back in the country last year, and Chris Ottman Bell leading the receivers. And you look at the front seven being able to get some transfers, Niles Pinckney from Clemson, a guy that played more than 1,100 snaps on a national championship team, and Jack Gibbons, he was one of the top linebackers in the FCS. He looked really good during the fall practices that we got to watch. So really, really good additions the Gophers have made to help fill in some gaps and then also benefit from some of the experience that those younger players gain by getting thrown into the fire last year.
You are more in tune with Gopher football than I am. I'm more of I watch a lot of football. I watch a ton of sports just in general. But you specialize in this. You mentioned depth for PJ Fleck, that being a positive. What area of the team would you say is the deepest?
Ooh, I'd probably go with the offensive line just because they're able to rotate so many different guys. I mean, Blaise Andres was playing three different positions when we were at fall practice, and they have to find a way to get Curtis Dunlap on the field because I know they really like what he's done, and they're going to rotate their offensive linemen and even use six offensive line packages a lot to help with pass protection and play action shots down the field. So I'd probably go with the O-line, and then, I mean, gosh, the defensive line has made a lot of strides. I know that was one of the positions that they've injected a lot of recruiting resources into, but they've only been able to go like five or six deep on the rotation there, maybe seven, but now it's 10-plus guys that they're able to rotate based upon situation. So they're a lot better up front, and I think that's what it takes for this program to get to the next level against some of these teams like Iowa and Wisconsin that are so physical up front.
Talking to Daniel House here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Give him a follow at Daniel House NFL, but also check out GophersGuru.com, and you can check them out on Twitter as well at GophersGuru. So you're optimistic about the potential for this team and the expectations for Gopher football. We talk about the talent and you talked about the depth, but from an overall perspective, looking long term in terms of the entire season, what do you think is the ceiling for this team in terms of whether, you know, a big bowl game, one of the middle tier bowls? How good can this team be?
This team can win as many as 9 games just because of the depth they have, the schedule. It all comes down to a couple of variables. First, they have to be able to pass the football well, and I know there are question marks about who's going to be wide receiver 3 and 4. They brought in Dalen Wright, a transfer from Texas A&M, and he was the 11th overall player in the state of Texas back in that recruiting class. Just never saw the field down there, raw and rough around the edges, but this guy can make plays, and they know he's going to be able to contribute just off sheer athletic ability, and they're hopeful that when he gets through the developmental system, he can contribute. So they're looking for someone that can be that third wide receiver, because the passing game is so important, because you know that teams will stack the box, bring an extra defender in to take away the running game. You're going to have to pass to open up the run this year, because that's the approach that these teams are going to take. And then I would say the secondary is another thing that will determine if this team's able to get to that ceiling of like 9 wins, is do they have a deep enough rotation? They brought in Justin Wally as a guy that I think, you know, he was one of the best players in the state of Mississippi, Mr. Football down there. He's a sleeper name to watch with Coney Durr and Terrell Smith. Those three will be rotating heavily, but the depth at those spots, that will hold the key to how successful his team is.
I mean, you have me at 9 wins. I'll gladly take 9 wins, and one of those 9 wins that I'll take would be tomorrow night against Ohio State. The Buckeyes, what do you make of their program this year? Talent-wise, they're always loaded. It just seems like they just reload every single year. Your thoughts on the matchup with the Buckeyes tomorrow night?
The one thing I'm watching with this game is the offensive line, and you look at what they did up front this offseason. Thayer Munford was a first-team All-Big Ten left tackle. They're moving him to left guard, and they're going to have a brand-new center. He's played a little bit, but torn labrum in the spring, so he lost some reps, and then they'll be starting a brand new right guard who has minimal experience. So the interior of Ohio State's offensive line has some inexperience, and they haven't played together much. So that's a matchup to watch. Minnesota's interior defensive line versus Ohio State's interior offensive line. But then it's the Ohio State receivers. I mean, this is one of the best receiving groups that Ohio State has put together in recent memory. You got Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba, all three players that are going to be first-round picks in the NFL draft probably. And then we haven't even gotten into Marvin Harrison Jr. yet, another guy that they really like. So that explosive passing game, can the Gophers slow that down? And will they be able to create enough pressure to offset that by possibly exploiting a mismatch up front?
Olave he's amazing. I've loved watching him play. But tell me a little bit about, or what you know of, the starting quarterback is going to be C.J. Stroud, right?
Yes, C.J. Stroud's getting the start, first career start on the road.
So tell me a little bit about what you've heard about him and his talent, because it sounds like a lot of people are raving about him.
He has the chance to be really, really good. It's just a matter of if he's ready to go right away. Is there going to be some growing pains? You're probably playing him at a spot where, you know, it might take some time to get this thing gelling. But C.J. Stroud, he's got a cannon. He can throw the ball at all three levels, add the dimension. I think he's got some rushing ability. Maybe they add more of that. I don't even think they use that enough with Justin Fields. So that's a dimension that, you know, you could see a lot of. But I'm interested in the offense overall. What type of wrinkles does Ryan Day throw out in this game? Because it's week one matchup. You don't know exactly what type of personnel you're going to see. And that goes both ways. And I believe that's what makes this game a little bit more intriguing, is the fact there's not a lot of film. And C.J. Stroud, Minnesota's going back and watching high school film, because they really only have one appearance of Stroud to get film off of. So that goes both ways. There are going to be mismatches that will result in in-game adjustments by both coaching staffs, and whichever coach is better at making adjustments could gain an edge.
Talk it to Daniel House. Give him a follow on Twitter at Daniel House NFL, and also check out GophersGuru.com and give him a follow as well at GophersGuru. All right, let's get back to the Gophers side of the equation here. Talk to me a little bit about what you expect, or what you think could potentially be the season that everybody wants to see from Tanner Morgan. I know that last year was a very difficult year for everybody across the landscape of college football with COVID-19, but a couple of years ago, man, he was really, really good.
he was one of the most efficient passers in the country. And you said it perfectly with the situations they faced last year. Kirk Ciarrocca leaving for Penn State, COVID-19 pandemic hits, and you hire Mike Sanford, and he has about two practices in the spring, one full padded, to work with the offensive players and get to see what they do. I mean, he didn't even know, like, what's the strength of the quarterback. You got to get that relationship in person, understand what type of routes guys can run. And he was trying to install his concepts via Zoom and meld the previous offense together. Now you have Mike Sanford in-person contact from the spring all the way up through the fall, able to install what he wants to do and get that chemistry down with Tanner Morgan, because it's really hard to know what the QB and the play call are like when you're not able to be in person. So I look at this passing attack, like I said earlier, it's the key to the season. If Tanner Morgan is able to restore to form, and you know, you look at what he was able to do well in 2019, it was throwing receivers open, it was anticipation, and those two traits set up really well for a wide receiver group that's easing along. Keep an eye on true freshman Brady Boyd. He is a guy that has played against elite competition, comes from the state of Texas, South Lake Carroll High School down there, playing against elite DBs like that. He's definitely ready to transition and get a rotational role here. He could be an X-factor player for the Gophers this year.
All right, so tell me a little bit, give me an update on Chris Aubin-Bell. How is he doing physically? Because I know that he had the tweak a couple of weeks ago, but how's he doing right now? What's been the latest?
PJ Fleck said he'll be a game time decision. Asked a couple weeks ago about Bell, he said he anticipates he'd be ready for Ohio State, but it sounds like it's more of a game time decision between Chris Aubin-Bell and the medical staff. So I would anticipate he plays. We'll see if he's possibly hampered by that injury. It could be an important development in this game. If he's unable to go or he's not quite 100%, he probably won't be. So you're going to be relying upon some of these other receivers to step up, because the passing game is going to be pivotal, especially because Ohio State, you know, they're going to try to stop the run. Brevin Spanford could be a guy that's involved heavily in the game plan at tight end. They run a 4-2-5 defense, a base primary package, and it's something new that they're going to be rolling out. They're a 4-3 structure defense, but this is a different wrinkle. So we could see potentially Craig Young playing the bullet position, and I like that mismatch between Brevin Spanford and Craig Young up the seam.
Talking to Daniel House here, gophersguru.com. Give him a follow at gophersguru, also at Daniel House NFL. A couple of final questions for him talking Gopher football. They kick off their season tomorrow night against Ohio State here on the campus of the University of Minnesota. All right, so give me the name of who you and – I mean, you perceive or have identified as the best defensive player in the program with the Gophers this season.
Boye Mafe, pass rusher. This guy could lead the Big Ten in sacks, and I say that because the interior of the defensive line is so much better. I actually wrote a piece on this for subscribers on the website talking about being able to actually get pocket push. It helps everybody, the edge rushers particularly, because if you have a high rush up the field and it's too deep, you're able to circle back and retrace the quarterback because the pocket's pushed. And Boye, I even asked him about this, and he said it's so critical. And one of the things that nobody talks about is the interior pocket push and how it collectively contributes to a pass rush. This guy's an athletic freak. 6'4", 265, 40.5-inch vertical, one of the most athletic players in the whole country. And each year he's showing growth. He's improved. He's getting better against the run. That's the one thing that the staff wanted him to focus on this offseason, is that and adding some more pass rushing moves to his arsenal. If he has taken the step that I think he can, he is going to be one of those guys that catches the attention of NFL scouts everywhere and shoots up draft boards and surprises a lot of people in the Big Ten.
All right, final thing, Daniel, give me your prediction. What happens tomorrow night?
I think the Gophers keep this thing close in the first half, and then Ohio State makes some adjustments based upon the wrinkles that come out, and Ohio State probably wins the game about 32-24. But I think turnover here, there, that it could sway the game. That's the key. You got to get after C.J. Stroud, mix some looks up on third down, get off the field, and you give your offense possibly some short fields with a takeaway. If you can't stop the run, that's when you're going to get into big trouble, because everything opens up the play action game. And Ohio State, they'll blend in some tempo and really, really get you off all out of sorts. So I would say that's what I'm looking for, about 32-24 Ohio State. But a couple mistakes here and there could shift it the other way, honestly.
Daniel House, GophersGuru.com. We appreciate the time tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Daniel House joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.